Not a single major Democrat will condemn the leak of a Supreme Court opinion overturning Roe. Joe Biden says the Trump base is the most extreme political organization in American history, and the Federal Reserve boosts interest rates a full half point. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Privacy is a right, not a privilege. Defend your rights at expressvpn.com/Ben. So, we'll get to all the news in just a moment, including the Federal Reserve finally realizing that inflation is really, really, really bad, but then not doing enough to bring it down. Speaking of which, you should be investing in precious metals right now. I mean, the simple fact of the matter is that you should have done so when I told you 2 years ago. You'd be doing really well right now because, again, precious metals are a hedge against inflation. They're a hedge against uncertainty. And this is why I rely on Birch Gold. Now, to play catch up, the Fed has been raising rates. They plan to raise rates 7 times this year. You're already starting to see those ripple effects in the housing market as people's buying power diminishes. Have you considered what could happen in the stock market if our economy stalls out? In fact, there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal just a couple of days ago about the idea that perhaps the stock market might stall out for the next decade. Don't wait until that happens. Take some of your profits from the stock market now. Solidify them with gold from Birch Gold. Throughout history, gold has maintained its value better than any other investment in the world. Text Ben to 989898 for a free zero-obligation information kit on holding gold in a tax-sheltered retirement account. Again, text Ben to 989898. Secure the gains you've made while you can. I'm a customer of Birch Gold, along with thousands of others, with countless 5-star reviews and A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. I trust the professionals at Birch Gold, and you should too. Text Ben to 989898. Ask all of your questions, and then think about protecting your future with gold at Birch Gold by texting Ben to 989898 to get started. The fallout from the leaked Supreme Court decision that would overturn Roe versus Wade continues. Democrats are not really sure what to do about it. Because on the one hand, they believe that the momentum is with them. They believe that the vast majority of Americans are in favor of Roe being upheld. And they look at the polls and what they see is that the vast majority of Americans are not in favor of abortion being completely banned. The problem for them is that when you look below that top line number, what you see is that a huge number of Americans are in fact in favor of pretty significant restrictions on abortion, particularly in the last couple of trimesters. And this runs directly counter to their entire agenda. And so they just have to lie. They have to suggest that abortion is going to be banned across the country like today, which of course, as a pro-lifer, I wish, because if you consider abortion to be the mass killing of the pre-born, then you would hope for that sort of thing. But realistically speaking, that is not what is on the table. Abortion is going to be widely available and legal in every major blue state. It's going to be partially legal and available in many of the purple states. And in deep red states, it's going to be essentially banned. That is the way that this is going to break down. And that means that it is not really a federal electoral issue. Because once it becomes just a question of states implementing what their voters suggest, you're not going to get people to vote for federal Congress or federal Senate or the presidency based on that sort of policy. Because again, it is a state-by-state issue, which means that if you are really concerned with that issue, you're going to go to the state legislature, you're going to vote for the governor based on it, you're going to vote for all of the state-level local politicians based. You're not going to do that for the federal government. Democrats right now are looking down the barrel of a 2022 election that's going to be awful and terrible for them. And they are looking for an issue that is not inflation, that is not the economy, that is not crime. They're looking for issues that are not illegal immigration or even Ukraine. They're looking for something that is going to galvanize their base and get them out to the polls. The problem is abortion ain't it. As I mentioned yesterday, the argument that you should go out and vote for liberal politicians on the federal level because Roe versus Wade is going to be overturned is now predicated on a series of hypotheticals. And people don't vote based on hypotheticals. They don't vote based on contingencies. They look at inflation is really bad, blame the president, blame Congress. They look at crime is really bad, blame Congress. They look at illegal immigration, really bad, blame the administration in power. In order to make the abortion, you need to vote Democrat on the abortion level, federal argument, you have to solve a bunch of problems. One, you have to suggest that if the Democrats do not step in, that you will need an abortion and not be able to get it, which of course is not the vast majority of Americans. It's not even the vast majority of women who are going to need an abortion, like right now. And by the way, this talk about how tons and tons of women have had an abortion. Many women in America have had an abortion. Many women have had many abortions. Okay, but there are a huge number of women who have not, in fact, had abortions and do not plan on getting abortions and plan on getting married and plan on having children without ever getting an abortion and don't feel that this is actually top of the heap issue. This is not their top issue. There are a lot of women who are pro-life, as it turns out. And there are a lot of men who are pro-choice for a variety of reasons we will not get into. But the Democrats have to portray the current status of the law post-Roe as an extreme threat to women. Now, the problem is this. If you look at the various pro-life positions in the states, the hardcore pro-life position, the position that I take, which is that you should not have an abortion, you should be barred by law from having an abortion post-conception unless the mother's life's in danger. That position is held by a certain number of Americans. That position is also not going to be implemented in the vast majority of states. It's going to be implemented in probably 13 to 15 states. Then there's the Democratic federal position. The Democratic federal position, which they wish imposed top-down federally, and they have no problem using the law to do it, and it is part of their platform, is extreme in the other direction. And when I say it's extreme, I mean their position is openly, you should be able to abort a child up to point of birth. That is the Democratic Party platform. That is what Joe Biden says. He does not believe in late-term abortion restrictions. Now, if forced to choose between those two positions, abortion at any point up to birth and significant restrictions on abortion at point of conception, one of those arguments looks a lot more moral than the other argument. And this is a serious problem for Democrats. There is an actual moral imbalance here. Arguing that a woman and her doctor should be able to plunge a knife into the head of a 9-month-old baby in the womb minutes before it enters the birth canal, that turns out to be a really ugly moral argument, significantly uglier than the moral argument that every child deserves a chance to live and that human life with potential ought to be protected. And those arguments do not have the same moral weight. And so when Democrats claim that Republicans are extreme on abortion, this is not a winning argument for them, specifically because their own positions on abortion are really, really, really extreme. All right, in just one second, we'll get to Joe Biden, who actually argues that folks who supported Trump are the most extreme political organization in American history, which is, you know, he's old enough to remember most of American history if he still had a functioning prefrontal cortex. Unfortunately, he does not. We'll get to that in a moment. First, your gas is really expensive right now, right? Because of that old guy. I mean, things are going really crappy. This is why you need the Upside app. My listeners are earning cash back for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download that free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code Shapiro for 25 cents per gallon or more on your first fill up. Cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Upside. Download the app for free. Use promo code Shapiro for 25 cents per gallon or more on your very first tank of gas. You can earn cash back at grocery stores, restaurants, and with takeout too. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. So what exactly are you waiting for? Why are you spending this much money on gas? Instead, just download that free Upside app. Use promo code Shapiro. Get 25 cents per gallon or more cash back on your very first tank of gas. Use my promo code Shapiro right now. Again, that's promo code Shapiro. And you could be earning money back every time you fill up that tank. Get that Upside app today. Promo code Shapiro, 25 cents per gallon or more cash back on your very first tank of gas. Again, that Upside app is available for free right now at the App Store, and use promo code Shapiro. So Joe Biden is trying to push this. He's trying to say, you need to elect me because I'm a moderate. He's back to the I'm a moderate argument. The problem is he is not a moderate. So the argument he is making is that the what he calls ultra MAGA, right? Because everything is about Trump still, even though Trump has not been president for a couple of years now. Everything is about Trump. He says that MAGA is the most extreme political organization in recent American history. That's an insane statement. Yeah, this doddering old fool, like, this is a crazy statement here from Joe Biden, but this is what they have to run on. Again, they have to run on Trump and January 6th, and now the argument is that your abortions will go away. Your abortions everywhere, in New York, in Massachusetts, in they're going to go away. Mm-hmm, sure. I mean, honestly, from their mouth to God's ears, but no, it ain't going to happen. Here's Joe Biden.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
In American history,
recent American history.
All of American history. And then he corrects himself recent, and then he just takes his clutches, his binder, and walks away. Okay, so just to renote American history, extreme political organizations. Let's see, there's the Ku Klux Klan. There is the Confederacy, which literally attempted to split off from the constitutional union in the United States in order to preserve slavery. There is the Weather Underground, which bombed federal buildings routinely throughout the 1960s and 70s. I mean, I would say Black Lives Matter last year, creating billions of dollars in damage around the country based on a lie that America's police are systemically racist. It's a pretty extreme political organization. In fact, I could name you dozens of political organizations more extreme than the current day Republican Party, which again, its positions were considered just mainstream center about 15 years ago. I mean, if we're talking about extreme political organizations in the United States, you shouldn't be talking about the Republican Party. You should be talking about the Democratic Party, which is a very, very extreme political organization. Again, this is a political organization that maintains abortion to point of birth as its platform. This is an organization that now maintains that boys can be girls and girls can be boys, and that the 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds should be taught this. Which seems more extreme to you? Okay, so Joe Biden, again, he's got a scare tactic this thing through. Because this is all Democrats have at this point, is just scare tactics. So the idea is that Republicans, if they had their way, would ban gay kids from the classroom. I have a question. In public schools, like how? Explain. Really, explain this. Here we go.
What happens if you have a state changes the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? Is that legit under the way that the decision is written?
Really? Jen Psaki was asked directly about this yesterday and she had no answer for it because, of course, nobody has actually proposed such a thing. Like that's just, no one has proposed such a thing. Again, he's now going into hypotheticals based on nothing. My favorite thing about Joe Biden, though, is that Joe Biden can't even make an argument, pro-abortion argument, without stumbling into making a pro-life argument. So yesterday, he was talking about the right to abortion. This is the most Orwellian nonsense to spill out of the face hole of this doddering fool in at least the last 7 minutes. Here is Joe Biden.
This is about a lot more than abortion. I hadn't read the whole opinion at that time. But this reminds me of the debate with Robert Bork. Bork believed the only reason you had any inherent rights was because the government gave them to you. If you go back and look at the opening comments of the Bork-Biden when I was questioning him as chairman, I said,
Okay, meanwhile, in other major news, there's what the left thinks people are going to vote on. And then there's what people are actually going to vote on. So the left thinks people are going to vote on abortion come November. Nope. You may get a couple of stray congressional candidates on the right who make ill-timed or ill-prepared remarks on abortion and then end up losing seats. But this is not going to be a wave election for Democrats because of Roe. It just is not going to happen. I present to you as evidence the fact that essentially abortion has been illegal in the state of Texas for the last 8 months and no one cares. Like really, there's been no wave election in Texas. There's been no Democratic upsurge in Texas. Beto O'Rourke is going to lose by 1 million points in his gubernatorial race. So no. What they're really going to vote on is the fact that the economy is garbage. And the reason the economy is garbage is because the Biden administration is really, really bad at this. Joe Manchin gets this. So the senator from West Virginia, he says, listen, you guys keep talking about abortion. Let me just explain to you, my voters care about inflation.
Joe Manchin is an opponent of abortion rights. He was asked about it today, and he said that's not the number one issue back home. This is.
Inflation is the number one driving factor, I believe, in my state. Right now, it's hurting everybody. Not just at the pump, but at the grocery store, at the drug store, at the pharmaceutical, everything they do.
That is correct. That is correct. Meanwhile, there's a reason why Tim Ryan, the Democratic nominee for Senate in Ohio, when he's not preaching abortion all the way until birth, which he literally says in Ohio, when he's not saying that, he won't actually answer whether he wants Joe Biden to campaign with him. This is what people are going to vote for in 2022.
You welcome everybody, Congressman, but I heard you in an interview today really not answer if you want President Biden on the campaign trail in Ohio, the sitting president of the United States. I didn't hear an answer to that. Do you or do you not?
My answer was I want to be the face of this campaign and I don't want any distractions. And I want to be the face and the voice of this campaign. And I don't want any distractions. I don't need anybody to prop me up like J.D. Vance did.
Even from the sitting president of the United States of your party, right?
I'm sorry?
Even from the sitting president of the United States of your party, who you voted with 100% of the time.
We'll make that decision as the campaign continues.
Oh, will you? And what he's really saying is we don't want any part of Joe Biden. We need to stay far, far away from Joe Biden. There's a reason for that. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve seems to be kind of postponing the pain, which is a very strange move. So yesterday, the Federal Reserve approved a half percentage point increase rate it's a 50 basis point increase in the Fed funds rate. This is the largest single rate increase since the year 2000. They also announced plans to shrink their $9 trillion asset portfolio starting next month in a double-barreled effort to reduce inflation running at a four-decade high, according to the Wall Street Journal. The moves were announced after a two-day policy meeting on Wednesday that will raise the central bank's benchmark federal funds rate to a target range between 0.75% and 1%, which is still very low historically. Together, the steps mark the most aggressive Fed tightening of monetary policy at one meeting in decades, aimed at rapidly reducing the economic stimulus that has contributed to major rising price pressures. The Fed usually raises interest rates in quarter percentage point increments, last raised rates by a half point in 2000. Now, Jerome Powell, they seem to want to split the baby here, which is really, I think, a problem in terms of their economic policy. And the fact is, when you have inflation running this hot, minor little moves like increasing 0.5 points, that ain't going to do it. It really is not. And they're talking about slowly selling off a lot of these assets, slowly selling off this $9 trillion portfolio of assets to try and take money out of the economy. That's not going to do it either. They're doing half measures because they're deeply afraid that they're going to tip the economy into recession. Instead, they're just going to keep letting inflation run hot. So they're just doing this too slowly. Jerome Powell, for his part, he's happy talking this thing. So the Federal Reserve chairman, who presided over the biggest inflationary spike in four decades and is still at the helm, which is kind of insane, Jerome Powell yesterday, he said, the economy is still doing fairly well. Don't worry. There's no risk of recession. Mm-hmm. If you have, yeah, really, like a year ago, he was saying that inflation was temporary. So there's that.
The economy is doing fairly well. If you look at the labor market, for people who are out of work and looking, there are lots of job opportunities. For wages are moving up at rates that haven't been seen in quite a long time. So it's a good time to be a worker looking to you know, either change jobs or get a wage increase in your current job. So it's a strong economy.
It's a strong economy. Everything is doing fine. So we're only going to raise the interest rates like a little bit, and then we are going to take it real slow because we don't want to tip the economy into recession. Things are going great. And then Powell admits inflation is much too high, but raising the rate 50 basis points ain't going to lower inflation to the extent necessary. And when inflation was running really high during the Carter administration, Paul Volcker had to bring the interest rates in the United States up to like 20%. Okay, right now, we are talking about whether we raise it to 0.75 or 1. That ain't going to do it. It's not going to tamp down the inflation. It's just going to continue inflationary monetary power. I mean, right now, the simple fact is it is still unbelievably cheap to access credit. And even if the Fed overnight rate is 0.75 or 1, given the inflation rate, that's still a negative interest rate. Because after all, if you don't take out the money, the inflation rate is just eating away your savings. So you should be borrowing to spend, right? Again, none of this is going to cool down the overheated economy. Here is Jerome Powell acknowledging inflation is much too high.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down. Against this backdrop, today the FOMC raised its policy interest rate by a half percentage point and anticipates that ongoing increases in the target rate for the federal funds rate will be appropriate.
Okay, so again, they keep saying they're going to do this slowly, and I don't know that slowly is going to get the job done, which is why inflation is going to continue to run hot all the way through the election. Meanwhile, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, she actually says that the Biden inflationary crisis is evidence of huge success. This is the Wall Street Journal CEO Council saying this is actually evidence of how great our economy is that we have this really high inflation.
When you look at the labor market now and you see the state that it's in, this is really a measure of huge success. Households are in good financial shape. We avoided a lot of scarring. The labor market is very strong. These are successes from the policies that were put in place, problems that we might well have had and don't have because of the policies that were undertaken.
Everything is great. We don't have any labor market problems because we've injected so much money into the economy. Actually, the inflation is good evidence that everything is going absolutely well. And by the way, don't worry, no other currency is going to supplant us. Now, she may be right that no other currency is going to supplant us. But that ain't because we're doing a great job with the currency. You want to know why people have fled generally more and more into places like Bitcoin? The reason is because people are looking for some sort of hedge against your garbage monetary policy. The best guarantor of the American dollar right now is the fact that all other countries are taking their idiotic economic lead from us. If there are countries smart enough to actually not devalue its own currency and spend government money out the wazoo, if there's actually a country smart enough to lower its own income tax rates and corporate tax rates and governmental regulations down to close to nil, they would eat everybody's lunch right now. So she is counting on the kindness of strangers. And maybe the rest of the world will continue to be incredibly stupid. But I wouldn't bet on that in the long term. Here's Janet Yellen betting on it in the long term.
There are very good fundamental reasons based on the strength of the U.S. economy, the stability of economic management, the liquidity of our markets, the safety of the dollar, our rule of law and institutions that make the dollar an important reserve currency. I don't see any other currency at this point that could begin to rival that.
I mean, she is correct again, and that is because countries like China have pursued really bad economic policy. However, that doesn't mean that if you continue to pursue bad economic policy, there won't come a point where, in fact, the reserve currency shifts. It used to be the British pound was sort of the guarantor of everything. Then that stopped. So this notion that because things have been a certain way, they will forever be that way, is a pretty dumb idea. It's particularly dumb because, again, Janet Yellen is basically counting right here on the rest of the world wrecking its own economy so that we can continue to wreck ours. So she says that what we really have to stop is countries improving their business climate. That's a race to the bottom. Here we go.
What we've seen over decades is a race to the bottom in terms of corporate tax rates. One country lowering tax rates to attract businesses and others responding. And I think putting an end to that unhealthy competition so that all countries have some ability to raise revenues, but raise the revenue that we need to invest in our economy, in infrastructure, in investment in people to make our economy productive. This is a very healthy shift.
So what she's talking about right here is the fact that the Biden administration has attempted to cudgel every other country into imposing a bottom line 15% corporate tax rate because we want to raise our own taxes. So what we have to do is now essentially collude with other countries in preventing them from being a friendly business climate. If there were one country, honestly, one major country on earth that radically lowered its corporate tax rate and that instead of trying to suck money out of the system actually said to companies, come here and locate here, they would. Why do you think so many companies right now are locating in Singapore? This would be one of the reasons. And this is what crumbling empires look like. Crumbling empires think that everybody else is going to operate according to their economic status quo. And that is not the way this is going to work. Sooner or later, somebody is going to get competitive. And when they get competitive, they're going to stop being stupid. When they stop being stupid, they're going to make the regulations less burdensome. They're going to make the tax regime less burdensome. And then they're going to eat our lunch. It is the job of the United States government to get the hell out of the way of the business. Like when she says we need the ability to raise revenues so that we can invest it in infrastructure and in our things. It's that sort of investment that has created inflation. It's created a stagnating economy. And again, eventually somebody's going to get wise to this. So she is counting on the idea that no one will ever get wise to this and that we will just continue to blow out the spending because everybody else will too. That is a hell of a gamble. So prediction, by the time that the election comes around, inflation is still going to be a problem.